today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which in that we're going to speak about the art of listening. So be with us.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Thursday, is the 20th of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic lunar calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Ordibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Now we'll listen respectfully to chapter Al-A'raf, verse 204 from Allah's book, the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
So when the Quran is recited, then listen to it and pay attention that you may receive mercy.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Islamic jurisprudence, do not give decree upon the act of keeping silence to be absolutely obligatory, except in prayer. This verse emphasizes that when the Holy Quran is being recited from the point of courtesy, the audience ought to keep silence and listen to recitation of the verses. The sound of the recitation of the Quran should pass through the ears and affects on the heart and mind. In this case, the person may be shown the divine mercy too.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
The topic of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio is the art of listening, and we'll be glad to have you here. Listening is an art. It requires us to be patient, receptive, open-minded, and non-judgmental. It requires us to not put words in other person's mouth, filling gaps, or presume to understand the other person fully. There is a certain Zen-like quality in practicing listening. Not only does it help us socially, but it also helps us spiritually as well. In fact, the art of listening is central to practices such as meditation and mindfulness. So why not hone this skill with others each day and make the best opportunity of every moment you get?
Mm-hmm. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The importance of listening to the Holy Quran and the miracle of listening. The other great things about listening to Al-Quran and trying to understand is that the listener will get the feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directly communicating with us through its true message, that is Al-Quran. When we listen to the Quran, our perspective of life changes and its horizon widens. For example, if we listen to Surah Ar-Rahman, we come to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the true God and has power over each and everything that exists in this universe. In Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly asks us the following. So, all in all, listening to the Quran makes us feel like we have a friend and that we are never lonely, because the words of Allah, as true as the heavens and the earth, are with us. We realize that this world is temporary. It makes us detach from worldly and materialistic things and strive for a better tomorrow, a better hereafter. Indeed, we can't deny none.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Non-judgment. It is one of the essential qualities that make excellent listeners. Non-judgment. It's important not to criticize or pass judgment on what the other person is saying. Avoid using language that puts others down or makes you appear superior. Being non-judgmental shows that you respect the other person and their opinions, even if they differ from your own. It's important when dealing with tough conversations in the workplace, where many people have different backgrounds and experiences. It helps build trust because the other person feels safe enough to be themselves around you without being criticized. In these situations, it's essential to avoid making assumptions and instead focus on what you can do together as a team. Now we have one etiquette in our relationship with the Quran: seeking refuge with Allah from Satan when reciting Holy Quran. Verse 98 of Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16 of the Holy Quran says, "So when you recite the Quran, seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan." This verse explains that we should seek refuge against the influence of Shaitan when reading the Holy Quran. From the apparent aspect, where we start the recitation of the Holy Quran with, "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan." So this will be a command connected, quite literally, to reading and recitation of the Holy Quran. Refuge in Allah from Satan means the internal and external Satan. External Satan, namely Iblis, who infiltrates and pollutes our minds, and internal Satan being our desires. And when we are stuck in our ego, prejudice, and other negative desires of our lower self, like arrogance, if you want to benefit from the Holy Quran, Quran's logic is that you first need capacity to understand the Quran. And secondly, you must not have any obstacle that prevents you from absorbing and understanding the Holy Quran. Our desires are all barriers between us and the truth or reality of the Holy Quran.
Allah said to some communities that I want you to listen to your prophets. See what the Quran says. Quran says in Surah Al-Baqarah, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ. We have given you the Torah. Hold firm of the Torah, the teachings of the Torah. وَاسْمَعُوا. And then obey. What was their answer? Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 93. Their answer was, سَمِعْنَا قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. Making fun of their prophet. Ridiculing the prophet. Yes, yes, we listen to you, but we disobey you. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. Why? The reason why? Because they were enchanted with what? With materialism. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهُمُ الْعِجْلِ. They made to fall in love with their hearts, with the calf, the love for the calf. And the calf at that time, the ijl, represented what? It was made of what at that time? They made the ijl, the calf, from what? Gold. So it represents materialism. So God says, the love for gold and materialism and the calf was mixed with their blood in their hearts. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهُمُ الْعِجْلِ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. This is why they don't listen. They don't obey. Even if you speak the truth, they don't care about what you say. Today I read in the New York Times, one of the presidents, his advisors, they tell him not to do, but he goes against the advice of his advisors. He appoints advisors, senior advisors, and they pay them money, and they tell him, this is not right, don't do this. He goes exactly against what they advise him. This is وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. It's found in the Quran. The example of this man is found in the Quran with the children of Israel. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. Yes, I hear what you are telling me, but I don't listen to you. On the other hand, Allah says the believers, the most important characteristics of the believers, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 285, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدًا مِّنْ رُسُلِهِ وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. This is the spirit of Iman. We don't differentiate, distinguish, discriminate among the prophets of God, among his books, and we listen and we obey. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. This is the key reason for success, for prosperity, is when you listen and you obey. Not that you disobey. And we need to incorporate this concept in our families.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over, so inshallah we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.